We continue today with lesson number 18 in our study of Mishnayos Trumos. In this study, lesson 18, we will learn Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, and Yud. That is, the fourth Perek, the ninth and tenth Mishnah. Yesterday, in Mishnah Ches, in the eighth Mishnah, we learnt about Rabbi Akiva's belief that if Truma is set aside and then falls into a mixture of chulin, and the necessary proportion, which we require lahalacha, is 100 to 1, then if you have a Truma which is distinctive, it's black rather than white, for example, and it falls into, or rectangular rather than circular or whatever, and it falls into a mixture, then the only things which count toward the 100 necessary to be mevatel the one are objects in the mixture which might be the Truma Gadola. So if the Truma Gadola which fell in was white figs, then only the white figs in the mixture count toward the 100. That is, if it is Yodua Manofla, if you know that the Truma which fell into the mixture was white figs. However, Rabbi Akiva said in yesterday's Mishnah, K'she'eni Yodua Manofla, if you just know it was figs, you don't know, you never saw, you don't remember whether they were black or white, then any of the figs in the mixture can possibly be the lost Truma, the needle in the haystack Truma. And it is all, everything, white and black, count toward the 100 necessary to be mevatelit. That principle of Rabbi Akiva is illustrated now in Mishnah Tes. Ketzat, how does it work? Chamishim te'enim shechodos v'chamishim levonos. If there's a mixture of chulin, 50 black figs, 50 white figs. Nafla shechoda, and a black fig, which was truma, falls into the mixture. So all the black figs, only 50 black to one black. It's 50 to one's not going to do it. So shechodos asuros. The black ones are all also, because it's meduma. All the black are mixed with truma. That's the bad news. But the good news is, v'halavonos mutoros. The white ones are mutar, because the white ones can't possibly be the truma which fell in. The truma which fell in was black. Suppose you have a mixture, same mixture of chulin, 50 black figs, 50 white figs, nafla levono, and a white fig of truma fell into the mixture. So then you have 50 white figs chulin, keneged, over and against, one white fig truma, 50 to 1 is not going to do it. So all the white ones are asur, levonos asuros, ushechoros, the black ones, they're not part of the Sofek Isur, Mutoros, they are permitted. However, Kishe'ena Yodua Manoflo, when you don't know what fell in, if it's black or white, Ma'alo Zoeso, then whether it's black or white, doesn't matter, you count together the 50 black, the 50 white, you got 50 plus 50 is 100, you have 100 to 1 figs against one fig of Truma. Uvazo, in this scenario, Rabbi Eliezer Machmir, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who is very strict, because Rabbi Eliezer says that in no instance does the fruits which are not in the Suffolk Isur counted toward the 100 to be Mevatel. So even if you don't know what color the figs were, you know it was either black or white, so therefore either the 50 white are meduma, or the 50 black are meduma, and the end result is it's all meduma, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua is very lenient. He certainly agrees with Rabbi Akiva that if eini yodua manofla malo zo as zo, but he'll even hold if yodua manofla, if you know the truma was black and it fell into a mixture of black and white, Rabbi Yeshua is so lenient, he will permit the black and the white to count together toward the necessary 100 to be mevatel the one of Truma. Now, so we have, in a sense, Rabbi Eliezer is strict, Rabbi Yeshua is lenient. Mishnah Yud, we're going to find a scenario in which the reverse is true. Rabbi Eliezer, Vazo Rabbi Eliezer Mekel, for Rabbi Yoshua Machmir, in the scenario in which Rabbi Eliezer is lenient and Rabbi Yoshua is Machmir. And here we have a scenario which you may be familiar with from your study of Gemara. It's that the sugya about this is in the beginning of Maseches Beya, and also to be found elsewhere in Shas. But here's a scoop. Bedores litra ketzios al pi hakat. A litra is related to the word liter, a relatively small amount of ketzios. Ketzios are figs which have been cut, and eventually, as they get all juicy and sticky, they're going to be compressed together into a devela, a compressed ball of many figs. So he's preparing these ketzios, these cut figs, and he's going to press them into a circular shape, but he does so al pi hakat. Kat is a very large barrel full of ketzios, full of cut figs. So now imagine the fellow has, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 barrels, and upon one of them, and by the way, in the barrels, those ketzios, those cut figs in the barrels are all chulin. And he has a little bit, a litra, a small amount of ketzios, which he's compressing into a ball, which is truma. And now, but he did that compression, that dores litra ketzios, he did it al pi hakad, right on the top of a barrel of ketzios shel chulin. Now, ve'eni odeya ezahi, he does not know which barrel, all right? He doesn't know which barrel is the one he compressed the truma next to. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, wait a second. Take a look at these barrels. And let's see if the barrels have in them the content of 100 litros, of 100 times the truma. So then the entire barrel will contribute to the proportion of 100 necessary to the mevatel, the litro of truma, of ketzios shel truma. Ah, you might ask, how can it possibly be that the ketzios at the bottom of the barrel can contribute toward the 100 necessary? After all, the only suffix is upon the top of the barrel, the mouth of the barrel, not what's down on the bottom. Rabbi Eliezer says, no matter. You consider as if the whole barrel was not all squashed together, but everything was separate and mished around. Roanoso ki ilu hein perudos, vahatachtonos ma'alos eso elyonos. And the lower ktios at the bottom of the barrel do contribute to the necessary 100 to be mevatel, the litra ketzios of truma, which is obviously on the top of the barrel, near the top of the barrel. Hatachtonos ma'alos es ho'elyonos. So fascinating. Rabbi Eliezer, who said that you can't count the black figs towards white fig truma, will agree that you can count the bottom of the barrels of the ketzios toward the bitul of the litra. However, Rabbi Yoshua, who when it came to the black and the white scenario, said that you can count the black and the white toward the 100 necessary to be mevatel, the black, definitely black or definitely white, to einim shel truma, he says in this case, no. If in one kad there are 100 litros, but some litros are near the bottom, some near the top, the ones in the bottom don't count. What you can do is count how many kadim you have. If you have 100 kadim, so one of those kadim has truma on its top. If 100 to 1, non-truma on top to the 1, truma on top, then it would be bote. Lo ta'ale acheyiyu shomeyo kadim. If there are 100 kadim, really 101 kadim, one of which is the culprit upon which the litra of truma has been pressed, and the other 100 are those that are mevatel that one. So in this situation, Rabbi Eliezer is the lenient one, and he holds that the bottom does contribute to the bitul, but not different color or different shaped objects, And Rabbi Yoshua, in this case, is the machmir. In the case of the different colors, different shapes, he would be lenient. In the case of the bottoms of the barrel being mevatel, the tops of the barrel, he will be strict. So we have finished lesson number 18.